This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Berg. Tens of thousands of people flooded the heart of the Belarus capital of Minsk on Friday in a show of anger over a brutal police crackdown this week on peaceful protesters that followed a disputed election. The demonstrations came as authorities sought to ease rising public fury by freeing at least 2,000 people who were jailed after earlier demonstrations. Factory workers marched across the city shouting, "Go away," in a call for authoritarian President Alexander Lukashenko to resign after 26 years of iron-fisted rule that was extended in an election Sunday that protesters denounced as rigged. Friday's crowds grew to more than 20,000 and filled Central Independence Square. The president, alleging a foreign-backed plot to destabilize the country, has dismissed the demonstrators as criminals and unemployed. European Union ministers agreed Friday to draw up a list of targets in Belarus for a new round of sanctions in response to strongman Alexander Lukashenko's post-election crackdown. Sweden's foreign minister Ann Linde said in a tweet that the EU will now initiate a process of sanctions against those responsible for the violence, arrests, and fraud in connection with the election. Once the list is finalized, each individual or entity on it will have to be approved unanimously by member states, but officials said none of the 27 countries raised objections to the idea of sanctions. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. The United Nations says the death toll from last week's massive explosion in Beirut has risen to nearly 180, with an estimated 6,000 people injured and at least 30 missing. AP's Zaria Shakili reports.
The UN's Humanitarian Affairs Agency said in its report that the explosion has affected operations at six hospitals, up from an initial three, and damaged more than 20 clinics in the parts of Beirut worst hit by the blast. It still isn't known what caused the fire that ignited nearly 3,000 tons of ammonium nitrate stored in Beirut's port. But documents have emerged in the wake of the explosion that show the country's top leadership and security officials were aware of the chemicals being stored in the city port. I'm Zaria Shakili.
British travelers rushed home from summer holidays in France on Friday, booking planes, trains, boats, and even private jets to get home before a 14-day quarantine comes into force in response to rising coronavirus infections there. The government announced late Thursday that it would impose a quarantine from 3 hours UTC on Saturday on arrivals from France, giving an estimated 160,000 British holidaymakers there just over 24 hours to get home or face self-isolation on return. The sudden rule change dealt a fresh blow to tourists, airlines, and tour operators. The pandemic has left many travel groups cash-strapped and fighting for survival. The new quarantine rules apply to France, the second most popular vacation destination for Britons, as well as to the Netherlands and the Mediterranean island of Malta. A former FBI lawyer plans to plead guilty to making a false statement in the first criminal case arising from U.S. Attorney John Durham's investigation into the probe of ties between Russia and the 2016 Trump campaign. AP's Ben Thomas has details.
A Justice Department watchdog report accused Kevin Kleinsmith of altering an email to say former Trump campaign advisor Carter Page was not a source for another government agency. The Justice Department relied on that assertion in 2017 as it submitted a third and final renewal application to eavesdrop on Page under the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. But Page has said he was a source for the CIA, and that relationship was deemed important to disclose to the FISA court. Kleinsmith's lawyer tells the Associated Press his client deeply regrets altering the email. Ben Thomas, Washington.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, log on to our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Berg.